This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining me, and I really do mean it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved in the conversation. And there's so much going on. There's so much to keep up with. You know, at one point, I used to call all these things distractions because you're just going out of your mind trying to keep up with them all. But they don't go away. They're still here. You still have to deal with them in some way, shape, manner, or form. Or you should have to deal with them in some way, shape, manner, or form. You know, talk it out, speak it out, whatever, whatever, whatever. So, I'm watching these protesters. And they think they're getting something accomplished. They think they're doing something for their cause. I believe that all they're doing is making Trump's case. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I think they're making Trump's case. I mean, think about it. They're out there. The I don't know if they're millennials. I haven't talked to any of them personally. Now, I've seen Jesse Waters and a few others that have been out there interviewing some of these people. And they really don't know why they're out there. They don't know what the end purpose is. They're protesting the fact that they don't like the vote. Okay, well, that's fine. But he's not going to resign. He's not going to back out. You can't impeach somebody. I mean, some of them are screaming, impeach Trump. This is so sad about for parents and educators. What are you going to impeach him for? He's not in office yet. He's done absolutely nothing to be impeached for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. And these protests have been erupting in major cities all across the country. It is kind of suspect how quickly they came up, how well, you know, how, I don't know, what do you want to call it, how well organized they were, I guess. Takes money to pull these things off. Takes some money. Right? Some of these people didn't even know who they were talking to when they were talking to some of the reporters. Some of them hadn't voted. A lot of them are very young. What did they think? Did they not realize that half of America, you know, again, it doesn't mean that half America is, so can I say half America is socialist? Socialist progressives? Socialist progressive liberals because they voted for Hillary? Can I say that? Because you're saying that half of America's racist. Are you saying the black people that voted for... See, I want a black person to come on and tell me, explain to me, show me the error of my ways, and tell me how the black people who voted for Trump are racist. You guys, you know, you guys are very hypocritical at times. You talk about how a black person can't be racist. Yeah, on the left, we can pull up 100 articles to show you. They believe that black people can't be racist. Well, if black people can't be racist, then you're calling the people who are voting for Trump racist and the black people voting for Trump Right? It's simple logic. I don't need a college degree for that one. Now, let me see. But Democrats, racial minorities, gays, lesbians, conservative, never-Trumpers, who decide to continue to demonize Trump, like these protesters are doing, they're making a big mistake, and it's self-destructive. Right? Trump's not a career politician. He doesn't have positions in stone. You know, he's made some changes along the way. He's reworded some things along the way. Right? So you're calling him guilty before he's had a chance to do anything. Even minor stuff, you're calling him guilty on before you've given him a chance to do anything. Right? Now, you talk about the social issues, right? Wednesday night's protests were dominated by chants accusing Trump of being racist, sexist, and homophobe. The writer says, but are we really supposed to believe that a man who's been a very public playboy in Manhattan, he's been on the social scene for 30-plus years, you're going to believe that he is 100% hardcore social conservative? Right? Does anyone really think that Trump is going to mandate the rollback of abortion laws, repeal gay marriage, wipe out affirmative action? You think he's just going to sit down and do all those things with the wipe of a pen? I don't think so. I think he's going to seek counseling on certain things that he wants to do. He still has to have the help of the Republican Party, which is why I said to you, just because we have all three branches of power, it doesn't mean anything yet. Right? Now, you contrast some of his rhetoric, some of the things that he said in his speeches. Now, see, I don't have a problem with gay people. I don't understand all this. They don't have the same rights, right? We get down to I've been down this road before. I don't even want to go down this road again. But here's the deal. Gay rights go so much further, and tomorrow night, if you tune in tomorrow night, I have Xander Gibb on with me. Xander is a gay talk show host from New York. He's been ousted by his own group. Those are his words, not mine. The gay community can't stand him. He does not believe in same-sex marriage, and he thinks those people that didn't want to make the cake, didn't want to take the pictures and all that, should be left alone. All right? People are going to do what they do. And the way you reward them if they're in business is you do business with them. The way you hurt them is you don't do business with them. Anyway, we'll be back. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Housen will join me later on. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. I hope that Michael Hausman is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Michael's our libertarian buddy. He was not a Trumper, not even close. See, I haven't talked to him since Trump won, so we'll see what happens with that. And always a pleasure to have you on board with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please send me an email. joe@therealside.com. Joe, now, two quick things to get some housework out of the way here. If you're on Facebook, you want to head up to the, I guess at the top of Facebook, there's a store there. We got some coffee. I got things I want to sell. So buy them so I can get rid of some shelf space here. It helps keep the show on here. You know, all the fun stuff. Come on, you drink coffee, you drink water. All that stuff is up there. Go ahead and take advantage of it as best you can. I've also got a free offer for you guys. So if you're home or you're somewhere where you can write this down, write down the number, 844 715-7311, 844-715-7311. You hear him on the show from time to time, David Fisher with Liberty. I do this all the time. It's Landmark Capital, but they got the same, anyway, Landmark Capital. And you, all you got to do is call 844-715-7311. You get a free Morgan Silver coin. There's only one caveat. You have to qualify. And let me tell you what the qualify is, all right? You can't be living in your mom's basement. You have to have a job and two nickels to rub together. It's really that simple. And he's got some information he wants to send you. It's not a hard sell. If you don't buy anything, there's no obligation, no anything. You get your information, and he'll send you a Morgan Silver coin. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Let me get back to the story. The as I was saying earlier, you know, these protesters, they're not doing themselves any favors. They are making Trump's case. They're making the case of all those people that voted for Trump to begin with. We're out of control as a country in more ways than one. And apparently we've done a lousy job of teaching these kids what protesting is used for and what it's not used for. Wait till he puts something in order. Wait till he's starting to talk about doing something when he's actually president, when he can do something. Then you can go ahead and protest him. But you have to have something to protest. Because the things that you're saying that he is, there's no proof of. Absolutely none. And you same whacktoids are out there wanting him impeached, which I think is hilarious. You can't just, you got to be an elected official. You got to work for the government. He's Mr. Trump right now. I mean, really, he's president-elect. But in all technicality, he's simply Mr. Trump. All right? It's that simple. So you keep protesting. You keep proving his point about how to control the country is. It's just amazing. And then Michael Moore steps up on Wednesday. Michael says to the Democrat friends, open, hey, I told you Trump was going to win. Nobody believed him. Thank God. They might have gone in a different direction. Nobody believed him. So he comes out and he says, I guess he penned a piece or he wrote a piece called The Morning After, the to-do list for Democrats. That's been shared more than 180,000 times. Probably now it's right up to 500,000. He says, item number one, love it. Take over the Democratic Party and return it to the people. I agree with him. This is not John Kennedy's Democratic Party. My family, my East Coast family in Boston, they're all Democrats. Okay? They don't recognize this party. They've been lifelong Democrats. They don't know about they have no idea what this party's about. So it isn't just Joe, the Republican, sitting in his chair making fun of the Democrats. It's people who have been long life Democrats don't know what's going on here. Right? Now, he said he urges people to fight after the Trump win, but not protesting. Hold his feet to the fire. Pay attention to what's going on. When he goes down a road, yeah, then you protest. Then you push your legislator to do the right thing. He says, you know, what you should be saying, the road you should be going down is that you were in a bubble and you weren't paying attention to your fellow Americans and to their despair, Moore writes. He said, neither side, but mostly Democrats, were not paying attention to what was going on to the average American. This was the average American that you Dems said you cared about. Trump's victory is no surprise. He was never a joke. Right? It was mainstream media treated him as a joke. Look, I'm not just saying this like a lot of other guys are. I'm on the radio. You can go check this out. I've been saying from day one that he's not a joke, that I believed he was going to make it. I put him in the top three of the primary. And then when they said he was running against her, I said, hey, he could really pull this off because he's appealing to a group of people that haven't been spoken to in eons. And I still say today, his comment to the blacks, but it was to everybody, to the black people, black community, but it was to everybody. When he said, you've been voting Dem for 60 years, give me a try. You got nothing. I still say today, the black community, when it comes to education, the ones that are hurt the worst are the people of the black community. Right? And really, it's that simple. You don't need a college degree for this one, people. You know? And so, Michael Moore, you know, as much as some of you guys can't stand him, he called this. We did this piece? Like 3 weeks ago or something like that? We did it on him? You know, and we called it. He called it. All right, so this should get your what do they say, your knickers in an uproar? Is that the term they use? No? So an ESPN pundit explodes after learning that Colin Kaepernick didn't vote. Did you know that? Were you guys aware that this guy that makes $16 million a year, right? The guy that that's been oppressed, making $16 million a year. Don't you love it? He didn't even vote. He wasn't interested. Let me see if I can get this thing. I can't get this thing running that fast. Yeah, he wasn't interested.
A rigging of the election.
Are we serious? Well, that was the vote traitor. We didn't get to that one because I didn't want to. I really didn't care about that one. Anyway, I'll have to get to this afterward. But Colin, he made quite a name for himself to see all the noise he made. He took a knee. He lives in a press country. All of this garbage. And then they find out he didn't vote. And this is what I tell the rest of you, right? You vote with your wallet. Do not use Grubhub. You got no reason. You can't get on his case. If you get mad at the guy that runs Grubhub, but you still go there, you still use it. You still let them deliver your food. You still buy food from them. You know what I'm saying? Come on, think it through. We have a win here, people. We can make it work. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with Michael Housen right after the break. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, man.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In a secret location in Los Angeles, Michael Housen joins us, as he does every week. Today's a little abbreviated, but what are you doing, about 60 down the road you're on so you can get past the protesters?
46, but yeah.
Anyway, always a pleasure. So, Michael, were you? First question I've asked everybody tonight: were you surprised by Tuesday night's results?
Well, yeah. funny, I spent all
I should have bet the you
entire
man.
Time.
Should have bet you.
Yeah, you should have. I spent the entire time going back and forth between the Real Clear Politics, no toss-up map, and the news. And when it looked like Wisconsin was going to flip, I was like, okay, that's it. I was like everybody else, man. Everybody else was surprised, too.
Really?
Who wasn't surprised?
What, that he won?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Maybe the high IQ group you hang around with, but me and the rest of the old lives, we knew. I won't say we knew. I told you plenty of times. I'm on record as saying, a whole bunch of shows are saying, no, he can do this. He can pull this off.
Okay. That's a very different thing. He could pull this off.
Yeah.
That's like reading Nostradamus into this.
Oh,
if you had said, hey, look, here's the deal. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin are going to go, and these are the reasons why the polls were wrong, then I would have been impressed.
Because, you know, not like some of those people said, no, there's no way he's going to win. She's going to take it. I mean, those are the people I'm talking about. Those people were brain dead because there's such a group of elitists. There's such a group of people that think they knew. See, they were talking about the lower end or the 99% of the one percenters. That's who the left was looking at. Okay, the rest of us were looking at the other 99%ers who have 2.5 part-time jobs in their homes. They're struggling to make ends meet and all that other stuff. And Trump was saying all the right things.
Yeah, see, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it has a part to do with it. Here's what I think, Joe. I think that looking at the numbers that she got, what, 6 million less than Obama in 12 and 10 million less in 8, I think this was less of an issue of Trump winning as it was that Hillary lost. I had been saying
I don't disagree with you. I told you I didn't think this was a Republican-Democrat thing. This was just a we don't want more of the party. We don't want more of the same old, same old.
No. See, I would even say that. I think it was specifically her. I think had it been Joe Biden that won the primary and Joe Biden that won the presidency without the significant negative baggage that Hillary carries, I think it would have been a different deal. I've said all the way along that I thought that the Republicans nominated the one nominee that couldn't beat Hillary Clinton. Well, what turns out is that the Democrats nominated the one nominee that couldn't beat Donald Trump. That's what I think.
Okay. I disagree with you. I think Trump hit a nerve. I think Trump was able to reach the people, and whether he did it, you know, honestly or scripted or figured it out halfway through, I don't know. But I think that he hit the people. He got Democrats to vote for him. He got Amish to get on a bus and go vote for him. I mean, again, as he said, it was a movement. It wasn't I'm in love with Trump and he's going to make daisies come up in off season. I think that this was a guy that wasn't going to spew the same old garbage that everybody else was spewing.
Well, that's for sure. He definitely wasn't doing that. By the way, less than 48 hours after he became the president-elect, he's already back on Twitter.
Okay. What did he tweet?
Yeah, he's tweeting about the protesters and the media accompany him and that it's unfair. It is the most juvenile. I mean, it's just like, dude, you are now set up. You won the election to be the most powerful man on the planet. You've got half the country, you know, throwing ash on their head and rending their clothes. And you're tweeting about unfairness because a few people are walking around with placards that are unkind to you. Come on.
No, listen. I'm not going to defend him. But here's what I am, because I've been talking about the same thing tonight in saying that. You look at what's going on. You look at how the media is covering this. Okay, they're having a love fest with these protesters. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I think that's wrong. I personally believe that's wrong.
I don't know if I believe it's wrong. I believe that it's absolutely not surprising in any way. But for Trump to tweet that it's unfair is just so. I mean. Look, I stopped letting my children use the word unfair when they were four. And it just
okay, so like, so look, I'm not on. So we're gonna nitpick on the words that he's using from a man. We already know how he's gonna use his verbiage. Look, I am also tired, okay? Of all this crap that goes on in the media, all the crap that's going on with these snowflakes, do they have a right to protest? Of course they have a right to protest. I'm not taking that away from them.
Sure.
But the minute they start beating, here's my problem. The minute they start jumping on cars, pulling down signs, and beating on other people, they need to be arrested. Somebody needs to be going down there and throwing these guys in vans by the busloads and taking them out.
Totally. 100% agree.
But you got the
as soon as you start hurting.
But you got the press going up there. But Michael, you got the press going up. These people going, oh, I'm sorry, little Susie. You know, you're heartbroken by this. Is your college helping you out? Are you? I mean, give me a break. What are you protesting? The man hasn't done anything wrong yet, and some of these morons are carrying impeach Trump signs. Hello.
I know.
They're going to college, really?
Trump sign. There's an impeach Trump sign downtown Los Angeles on the 110 freeway, a big impeach him now sign. It's so ridiculous. Did you see one of my very favorite humor sites is the Babylon Bee? And they have a headline story that says right now that millennials calm down over Trump election by receiving participation trophies. The idea is if you give all these millennials that are crying and whining participation trophies for voting, that will comfort them because they've been used to, you know, getting trophies and awards for their entire life. That was hilarious.
I love it. I think that's hilarious. But anyhow, no, I look at this stuff and it makes me nauseous because somebody needs to grab these people. Somebody needs to shake these people up and go, look, yes, you have a right to protest. I'm sorry you don't like who won the election, but this is a constitutional process. Did you vote? Did you get out and vote? How many calls did you make for your candidate? Who did you get to go out and vote for your candidate? I mean, somebody has got to breed some life, I don't know, some common sense into this.
Yeah, I agree. On the other hand, let me tell you a couple of things about the protests that happened after both of Clinton's elections and the protests that happened after Obama's elections. Ready?
Okay. No, I'm letting it sit. Yeah, exactly right. Right? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And let me tell you what. I was really mad when he won the second time. Okay?
Yeah.
And right. The first time it was like, okay, look, some of these people are going to laugh at me, but the first time it's kind of like, okay, let's see what he does. You just never know what could happen here, right? The second time, right. It was like, how could you do this to us again? Did you already hurt us the first time?
Right.
Anyway.
Now, you know what? Actually, I tweeted about that earlier, and somebody reminded me that there was a huge effort on the National Mall where a bunch of Tea Party folks showed up and cleaned up trash. Remember that when Jack had that thing and the National Park folks were like, you know what, there's less junk on the mall right now than there was the day before these guys showed up.
Right. Now, you know, I look at it, like I said, I look at this stuff and I haven't, you know me, you've gotten to know me over the years now, I have no problem with him, with them protesting. I have,
absolutely.
Protest when he does something. Protest when a law is put into place that you don't care for, or it's your school, they change the milk from, vanilla to chocolate or whatever the heck it is. But, here's a process that went down, a constitutional process. The man won the race fair and square. What are you protesting?
Right.
They can't even tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. As you know, I was not a fan of Donald Trump. I still think he's unfit to be president. I still think that I have extraordinary reservations about him.
Yep.
That being said,
quick, we're going to break.
All the things that are happening right now actually make me love him.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm Michael Housen. We'll get contact information up for him on the website. I'll give you his personal cell phone number. We'll be back in a minute.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you by my, I'd like to say by my side. I could see you in the chat room. I could see you in the Facebook feed. And so I appreciate all the comments that you're making and keeping up on it. I really do. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to. You've chosen this one. I'd like to think two things. One is it shows the level of IQ you have and how high it is. And that you've taken the time to really think it out and listen and find out what's going on. There's a comment in the Facebook feed by Karen. And she says, where's Obama, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, First Lady, and the media on all this? You know, I agree with you, and I say that on a regular basis on the show, is where are these guys when we need them? Apparently, Kevin, there isn't enough money in this for them. You know, Al and Jesse can't make any money quelling the screaming of these groups. Right? There's nobody been shot here, so you can't make any money at this. And it's always been like that. One of my complaints about, you know, Chicago, they what do they have, 20 to 40 shootings every weekend. They have people that die every single weekend. I do not understand for the life of me why these guys don't get off their butts. Can you imagine if Mr. Oblamo and his team, Sharpton and Jackson, if they headed into those streets of Chicago and they filled those communities up with, you know, 5, 10, 15,000 people on the week, they would drive the crime out of those cities. They would drive the crime out of those neighborhoods. They can't be bothered. Ain't no money in it. There's no fame in that. There ain't no money. So you're not going to see that get fixed. And nobody's going to come out and stop these riots. Nobody's going to come out and call these kids, these snowflakes, for what they are. Because all it does is prove the point that we're raising a group of young people who can't deal with any conflict. The proper way to teach these kids, and I do mean kids, the proper way to teach these kids what to do is now you pull them together, you actually teach them how government works, how they can get involved next time around, and make the difference, make the change they want to make. I saw a reporter tonight talking to one of the young ladies, a white young lady, and I'm telling you she's white for a reason, and it's a white reporter, and he's talking to her. And, you know, he's talking about what's going on, what's been done, why are you already protesting, the whole nine yards. And the girl finally looks at him and says, you can't understand this. You don't see this because of your white privilege. Come on, let that sink in. Where did she learn that? Because you know she didn't learn that at home. Right? No, she learned that at college. Mommy and Daddy, if either one of you are listening to me tonight, your tax money, if you're a conservative, your hard-earned dollars, and don't think that your kids got it figured out. Don't think that because your kid grew up in your house, they're not going to be swayed by this, because that's not true. I have friends of mine that can tell you different. But you're sending your child into the lion's den. You're sending your child into these schools that are because they want to fit in. These young people want to fit in. They see these professors, they see them as gods. I know it's kind of strong for some of you, right? They're gods to these people. And wouldn't it be great? What if a protester, not a protester, a professor? I guess it's a protester too. What if the professor put that conversation up to some of these kids that are in the classroom? Maybe some of these African American kids. To what I was talking about earlier, which was, hey, how's this? Instead of you blaming Trump for everything, instead of you blaming everybody around you for something and you needing a trigger warning room or a safe space, why don't you go into the inner city where there are no trigger warnings other than when you hear the first gunshot, okay, and there's no safe spaces to hide from? Why don't you go into the inner cities and try to help clean it up instead of sitting in your little safe zone here at college? Think about that. You have kids in these inner cities, Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago. They shouldn't be doing this, but that are walking to school or even in their mom or dad's car and they're looking around to make sure they're not going to get shot. They just want to go to school to be educated. And what a sin it is to the current administration, because, hey, they're the active ones. I would say the same thing about the Trump administration or the Bush administration if they were going through the same stuff. But what a sin it is that these kids are getting shot on a regular basis. They can't go to school and feel safe when we have the ability to fix it. And because the Dems are so afraid that we might look like a military state, that it might look like a military coup. I don't know. I know some of you aren't going to agree with this. Send the tanks into Chicago. If that's what you have to do to protect the kids, we're going to protect the kids. We'll take the guns away from law-abiding gun citizens who've never gone out and shot anybody. That'll fix it? No. You get... whatever police force you need, you put whatever protection you need to go through those cities and protect those kids going to school. Okay? Protect them at night. I'm telling you, they don't want to do it. It's not sexy. Doesn't bring in any money. It helps. Actually, it's just the opposite. It helps their cause when there's violence in the streets. Because they can blame the Republicans and then say, we need more money in the coffers so we can run and beat these guys. For some of you who've tuned in this hour as opposed to the first hour, remember, we were told that the Republican Party was dead. It was dying. It wasn't in touch with the communities. right? But listen to this. I want you to listen to something here. The Republicans now control 35 states. How's that? 35 states, people. Right? We're so terrible, we're so bad, that we control 35 states. We control 35 full legislatures. Right? The both houses in the legislature in some of those states. And more, but both in 35. The Democrats have 15. And the thing that blows my mind, if you're from California, you try to figure this one out. Republicans have more local seats than Democrats in the state of California. Yes, in the loony bin known as California. The biggest exporter of fruits and nuts on the planet. You know what I mean. Right? We hold more seats. Republicans hold more seats in local governing bodies, school boards, water boards, city councils. At the state level, not the same. It's like 80% of the loons. The Democrat loons. It makes no sense to me. Is it in the air? Is it in the water? It makes absolutely no sense. And the more I think about it, they're not paying attention to what's going on. Man, it'd be great if we could write bills and laws and dissertations in 140 characters or less. We'd be doing wonderful. You just send it all out to the text. You text it out on the phones, and everybody could vote on it. They'd have the information we need. We'd move on, right? But we have got to stop this. We have got... I wish these protesters would go out in the streets in the major cities and protest against the violence. I don't know if they could do that because they're committing violence themselves, but you see what I'm going at with this. Instead of protesting something you can't immediately change, why don't you go protest in those cities where there's violence? You get 5,000 people in the streets of Chicago or 10,000 in some of those neighborhoods, you'll stop this. Same thing in Los Angeles, same thing in Detroit, same thing in Miami. You hold those people in Detroit, the legislators there, how would you like 10,000 people showing up at City Hall in Detroit and saying, we want you to fix this, fix the water, fix the housing, fix our school systems? The Chicago teachers added, I know I'm kind of all over the place because I'm like ranting now and I'm really irritated. The Chicago school system, one of the worst in the country. Not the worst, one of. Right? They got schools that have fallen apart. They couldn't build a high school. You know why they can't build a high school? You know they need one? Because the teachers needed a raise. Work this through in your mind. The kids aren't doing that well. They're not well educated. Those teachers are making, in some cases, two or three times what the highest salary in the neighborhood, what the regular people is. And they needed a raise. And I think it came to like $62 or $63 million. Just nuts. And I'm really hoping, I'm believing, I'm praying. You know, I'm a praying man, and I will pray that Trump gets knocked upside the head to do the right thing, that the Republicans work with him to do the right thing, that we get education back on track, give it back to the local community like it should be, right? Help the police departments in these cities take back the cities. I mean, I love this. Crime's going down, 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 down. We get a Democrat president who comes in, starts pulling back on all these programs that the police departments had, and you know, don't give me this that the president can't influence a local city like, you know, L.A. or Chicago, that kind of stuff. Do you know how he does it? Let's see how many brain surgeons we have out there. I'll tell you, he threatens it with federal funding. He's actually been brought to the Supreme Court several times, and they said, you can't do this. You cannot threaten a municipality to do something or else you'll pull federal funding back. Anyway, I really appreciate the time you guys spent with me. We are here Monday through Friday. The show airs on several stations. You can check it out. TheRealSide.com is the website. You can get stations and times up there. I really appreciate the time that you spent with me. I know that you're taking time out of your life to listen to me rant, rave, and be a bit of a lunatic at times. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. TheRealSide.com. Or you can send me an email. If you like what you heard, you have a specific topic you want me to take on, send me an email. Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow.